Anthony Bonacorsi, Alanis Morissette, Glenn Leatherwood, Bill Clinton, John Wesley, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you figured it out? Some of the people are famous, and you probably recognize their names, but you have undoubtedly never heard of others. The answer is that every one of them is a person of influence. Everyone has influence. We created this list almost at random, selecting well-known people as well as ones from our lives. You could just as easily do the same thing. We did it to make a point. Everyone is an influencer of other people. It doesn't matter who you are or what your occupation is. A politician, such as the President of the United States, has tremendous influence on hundreds of millions of people, not only in his own country, but around the globe. And entertainers often influence an entire generation of people in one or more cultures. A teacher, such as Glenn Leatherwood, who instructed John and hundreds of other boys in Sunday school, touches the lives of his own students and also indirectly influences all the people those boys grow up to influence. But you don't have to be in a high-profile occupation to be a person of influence. In fact, if your life in any way connects with other people, you are an influencer. Everything you do at home, at church, in your job, or on the ball field has an impact on the lives of other people. If your desire is to be successful or to make a positive impact on your world, you need to become a person of influence. Without influence, there is no success. For example, if you're a salesperson wanting to sell more of your product, you need to be able to influence your customers. If you're a manager, your success depends on your ability to influence your employees. If you're a pastor, your ability to reach people and grow your church depends on your influence within your congregation. If you want to raise a strong, healthy family, you have to be able to influence your children positively. No matter what your goals are, you can achieve them faster, you can be more effective, and the contribution you make can be longer lasting if you learn how to become a person of influence. An amusing story about the impact of influence comes from the administration of President Calvin Coolidge. An overnight guest at the White House was having breakfast with Coolidge one morning, and he wanted to make a good impression on the president. He noticed that Coolidge, having been served his coffee, took the coffee cup, poured some of its contents into a deep saucer, and leisurely added a little bit of sugar and cream. Not wanting to breach any rules of etiquette, the visitor followed the commander-in-chief's lead, and he poured some of his coffee into his saucer and added sugar and cream. Then he waited for the president's next move. He was horrified to see him place the saucer on the floor for the cat. No one reported what the visitor did next. Your influence is not equal with all people. You may not have thought much about it, but you probably know instinctively which people you have great influence with and which ones you don't. For example, think of 4 or 5 people you work with. When you present an idea to them or make a suggestion, do they all respond in the same way? Of course not. One person may think all your ideas are inspired. Another may view everything you say with skepticism. Yet that same skeptical person may love every single idea presented by your boss or one of your colleagues. That just shows your influence with her may not be as strong as that of someone else. Once you start paying closer attention to people's responses to yourself and others, you'll see that people respond to one another according to their level of influence, and you'll quickly recognize how much influence you have with various people in your life. Stages of influence and their impact. If you've read John's The 5 Levels of Leadership, then you probably remember the description of the 5 levels of leadership and how influence grows in stages. Leadership, which is a specific application of influence, is at its lowest level when it is based on position only. It grows and goes to a higher level as you develop relationships with others. That's when they give you permission to lead beyond the limits of your job description. As you and your followers become more productive together in your work, then your leadership can go to level 3. And when you begin to develop people and help them reach their potential, your leadership moves up to level 4. Only a few people reach level 5 because it requires a person to spend a lifetime developing others to their highest potential. Influence functions in a similar way. It grows by stages. Let's consider each level. Level 1. Modeling. People are first influenced by what they see. If you have children, then you've observed this. No matter what you tell your children to do, their natural inclination is to follow.